Welcome to Manawaker Studios Flash Fiction Podcast. I'm CB Drogi. This week, Soar Away and Never Sigh by Katie Conrad. No one should have to prepare their best friend for burial, but I'm the only funeral director on the ship, and the sadness of the task does not excuse me from my duties, so I will bury Jen like I buried my mentor. Like I will someday bury everyone I've known until I'm buried in turn by my apprentice. I sit with Jen's parents and hide my grief as I witness theirs. Our funerary rites are small. We must conserve resources on our long journey through the stars, and very little can be spent on the dead. There will be songs and perhaps a prayer, and we will hold hands as her body grows small and vanishes behind us, while the ship carries on toward our new home. I explain what will happen, and I suggest a hymn, and ask if they want the priest to attend. All the while, a hollow pain sits in my chest, like a pin through my heart, trapping me in this nightmare while life moves on around me. The day I met Jen, I was alone in my closet of an office when a flash of movement caught my attention. "Hello," I called, but there was no one there. Motion and color drew my eye again, and I rose from my seat to inspect what had landed on my wall. A majestic creature of orange and black, its wings like gossamer. It was impossible. The only insects on the ship are the bees in hydroponics, and they are kept carefully to prevent escape. I wanted to watch the butterfly forever, to study it, to share it, but I didn't know how to catch it without hurting it. I didn't know how to hold something so beautiful. When it took off, I followed it down the corridor. No one else seemed to notice as I hurried past, chasing the butterfly on its haphazard flight. I didn't stop running until I collided with someone and sent her crashing to the floor. I turned to help her up, but her eyes were fixed on a point behind me. I glanced back, but the butterfly was gone. "You saw it too," I said. "Yes," Jen answered. "I saw it too." A small memorial plaque will be hung in the Hall of Remembrance, the sole reminder that Jen was here. I suggest a butterfly.
"No, dear. I don't think we will commemorate our daughter with an insect."
Her mother's tone is polite, but her expression betrays her disgust. They chose a rose, a flower none of us have ever seen nor ever will. And I do not say that Jen would rather have wings than thorns. Jen is gone, and the plaque is not for her.
"Did you know that butterflies migrated?" Jen asked.
It was dinner time a few days later, and we had been spending every meal together in rapt conversation. Despite our best investigations, we couldn't find any hint of the butterfly. No one else had seen it, no one knew where it came from, and no one believed our story. "What does that mean?" I asked.
"They traveled great distances to leave harsh climates as the weather changed. Some species had lifespans so short they never made it home. One generation left, and the next continued the journey."
"Just like us," I said. Jen smiled, and the friendship that fluttered between us as bright and delicate as butterfly wings took flight. I've put off dressing the body as long as I can. I want to remember her laugh, and the way her hands move when telling a story, and how her eyes light up when she talks about challenging engineering problems. Not her blue lips and her stiff fingers, and the eyes that will never open again. But it must be done, and I must do it. So, the night before the funeral, I bathe her and dress her in her oldest jumpsuit, the one with holes and stains, the one that won't be passed on and reused, and carefully plait her hair in a crown, the way she always wore it. I kiss my best friend on the forehead and tell her goodbye, and I spend another sleepless night wondering how she can be gone, how she could vanish from my life, like the butterfly that brought us together.
I don't hear much of the service. The priest did not know Jen, and I do not know the songs her parents have chosen. I can't focus on anything but the body that lies at our feet, and the fact that she hasn't stood up and told us there's been some mistake. None of this has anything to do with my friend who loved puns and butterscotch pudding. I stand at the back of the group and wait for the priest to speak the final prayer. The other mourners join hands, and I'm left outside the circle alone to complete my last duty. The inner door of the airlock slides shut, concealing Jen's body inside. I cycle the lock and open the outer door, consigning her to the great vacuum from which we all came and to which we all shall return. We turn to the rear portal to watch her disappear behind us, but where her body should be, there is a swarm of butterflies. Their wings are orange and blue and yellow and beautiful. They flutter away behind us until they mingle with the distant stars. They must carry some fraction of my grief with them, for the weight on my heart lessens when Jen's sister clasps my hand and I raise my voice to join the final hymn. This has been Soar Away and Never Sigh, written by Katie Conrad, and previously published in Mosaic. Thanks for tuning in to Manowaker Studios' Flash Fiction Podcast. Before you go, check out Manowaker Studios' online shop, where you can grab both physical and digital copies of our books and games. Our latest release is Dangerous to Go Alone 2, another anthology of gamer poetry. Don't miss it. Find it at payhip.com/manowaker or by the link in the show notes.